I care about how I smell, what has happened during the day, and if too much has happened.
I'm a real one.
He
the
don't.
Real ones don't care.
He does not.
Real one, speak up. Say something if you're listening and watching.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is this Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. I'm one of your hosts of this podcast, and I am joined by my extremely handsome, just fine as all get out, hilarious. He will cuss you out faster than you can blink. But then also be just the most giving teddy bear in the world. My husband of 15 years, my lover of 18. The pain in my side, but the star in my eye. Tell him who you are, baby, the other co-host.
I'm the other host of this. It's going to cause an argument.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. What's happening? I'm AKA Tank. This is a weekly podcast. If it's your first time tuning in, first of all, we want to thank you. Show our appreciation. We greatly appreciate it. Yeah, I said that. But also, if you are back, which a lot of you are, we greatly appreciate that as well. If it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we talk about pretty much. My eye is itching like crazy. This is a podcast we pretty much talk about any and everything we want to. We might need to niche it down.
I think we're thinking about niching it down, but let's get through the whole intro.
Anyhow,
we'll talk about it.
So we talk about anything. We goddamn feel like it. Uh-huh. And sometimes it causes an argument, sometimes it don't. Sometimes we agree, but hey, it happens. And we are joined by some very important people.
Mm-hmm.
They are our media family. It's Patreon. They're
Patreon.
Live right now. I'm watching their comments come in. They talking to us. We talking to them. They get it live and in color. And then some of them go back and rewatch it. And we really appreciate that. We are also joined by...
Women, tell them how they can join our Patreon.
You can join Patreon for the low of $5 a month. All right?
Yeah.
Or you can just pay for the year, pay a little late. You get a month free if you get in for the year. And when you join Patreon, you get all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff. You get exclusivity on stuff. You get early stuff. You know everything that's going on. You're just part of the family. You're part of the immediate family. You're mm-hmm. already part of the family because you're watching.
Hey.
And we are also joined by our sponsors. Mm-hmm. All right. So you'll hear more about them. And when you support them, you support us. You want to say who the sponsors are?
The sponsors for today are BetterHelp, mm-hmm. Ladder, and...
Plates!
And we'll tell you more about them Absolutely. Later in the podcast. Babe, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You seem like you're feeling good. You seem like you're refreshed.
Yeah,
is it the chai tea?
No. I'm actually not.
You're not refreshed? Are you tired?
No, I'm running at 100 right now. Like
That's what it seems like.
No, but like this 100 is on the average of like, I'm only at 65%, but it's 100 of what I got right now.
I like it. I'll take 100% every time. Even if you only have 30 in your tank, empty that thing for me.
Okay, but I'm saying, all right, you ain't getting what I'm saying.
You're saying that it's going to not last for long.
No, go ahead.
To explain it.
I'm saying... I only have 30% to give, but me giving that full 30% is my 100%.
And I understood that fully.
All right. It didn't sound like you. Like, I take 100%
yes.
even if it run out.
Yeah.
But it ain't technically 100%. Nigga, anyway.
I will take you at whatever capacity as long as you're giving all of the capacity is what I'm saying.
Agreed.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, like, I don't understand it. I understand you.
All right.
Y'all, we had a very busy weekend. We'll do a whole recap.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I
feel like Thursday just happened.
We had a jam-packed weekend. We're going to fill you in on everything. But I want to actually jump into our first segment. And that is, so have your theme song ready. Marcus, don't you try to play us. That is Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take. It's hot. It's our take. It's hot. Tanks the take.
I want to do something different.
Tanks the take.
I forgot. I want to do something different because Tanksley take is really easy for you. I want to make it a little bit harder because your spiritual gift is complaining. But what if we flip that on its head? I give you something, and you have to rant on why it's good.
Something I hate?
Yes.
I can do that.
Beyonce.
Oh, that's easy.
Then let's see.
Beyonce got a voice. Okay, she's going to be end up being one of those people that are timeless. She's an icon. She was an icon before the age of 30. All right? This woman has already set her precedent. It don't matter what she come out with. Beyonce could sell cancer. People going back. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's built that following because she's been such an icon and she's delivered to her people for so long. She's delivered top-tier performances. So at this point, she can cruise control if she wants to. Mm-hmm. She's one of those groups like Earth, Wind & Fire. Ain't got to come out with a new song. Beyonce could stop coming out with music 10 years ago and she would still be considered an icon because she's that bitch.
Mm. Oh, that wasn't... You usually go on longer and longer.
Keep going.
I would love it.
Part two. She's fine. Understand what I'm saying? The body. The face. It's, you don't get that full package that often in a whole lot of celebrities like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got celebrities, oh, yeah, she's beautiful, but have you heard her talk? Beyonce got it all. She got pipes. You understand what I'm saying? Beautiful body, beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
She got clothing line, good taste in clothes. That's a lie. Because Ivy Park, I don't be feeling, but I'm not a woman either.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And the stuff that's supposed to be quote-unquote unisex, a lot of people love it. Ain't really my thing. But, hey, it's selling. Because Adidas saw something in her and was like, it would benefit us.
Mm-hmm.
It would benefit you, but definitely us if you would join with us.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get him a part of that empire that she got going on, the fact that you are with one of the most wealthy artists, musical artists that's ever walked this planet,
mm-hmm.
and you overshadowing him.
Mm.
That's saying a lot. Beyonce has been doing it for this long, still coming out with new music,
uh-huh.
and can still sell out any stadium that she steps into.
Mm-hmm.
Who's touching her?
Who?
Name one.
Name.
Male, female, other, who?
Mm. That was really good.
Yeah, try me.
Come on, Hot Tanksley Take.
Try me.
Hot Tanksley Take.
Now, yeah. Let me flip it. No. Honestly, don't have anything. Not a lot that I can say bad about Beyonce. I can say talk about products that she's put out that I don't like.
No, let's stay on the up and up. It made me feel good.
But the products ain't for me. Let me tell you, didn't answer. I'm on my way. We'll get to where I was on my way to, but I'm driving this weekend. I got at my Pandora playing. Sitting there. Every now and then I have to dislike something because I got certain stations. And even if I'm into that, if it comes in on the wrong station, I don't want to hear it. If I got my what?
I'm sorry, I gotta pause. The audience is trolls. Patreon what? Is trolls. They said, do Drake. That'll be our next one.
Oh.
That right, would have been
I can
good.
Do Drake.
Can you do Drake?
I can absolutely do Drake.
Wait, but finish your story, then we'll go to Drake.
Oh, we're going to say, all right. So I'm driving, right? I got a D'Angelo station. I got an Erykah Badu station. I got a Missy Elliott station. I got a Beyonce station. Pusha T, always the most recent because that's what I stay on. I even got a Waka Flocka station. If I'm listening to Waka Flocka, and a D'Angelo song comes on that station, I dislike it because you in the wrong room.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there driving. Now, Pusha T, I love that station because you got Nas will come through, Jay-Z will come through, a whole lot of Pusha T, a whole lot of The Lox, you know, Jada Kiss and all them, Busta Rhymes. T.I. even comes up on there. I'm like, I love it. I got it. It's my playlist. I love it. It ain't a song out of the thousands of songs that come on there. Ain't a lot that I won't like. Every now and then a Drake will come on there, dislike. He rarely comes on there because now the algorithm knows, I don't think he likes Drake. So I'm driving. I'm thinking it's a commercial. It's not. What song starts blaring through my speakers? What's it called? Cuff It Up?
I Feel Like Falling In Love.
Beyonce comes on there, and I'm confused. I'm confused. Because why is this heifer on this station? I should not have to dislike this song on this station. I'm thinking, is it a remix? Would you please stop? Because I don't want to hear that goddamn song. I'm thinking, all right, maybe it's a remix. Maybe Future is on it, and that's why they came through. Maybe she got a collab. Maybe Kelly went and talked to Pusha T. It's like, hey, you should do a song with Beyonce. It's just her singing. She ain't even rapping on this song. I was so pissed. So I did a FaceTime. I was like, I know everybody thinks
that this is an accident.
But I FaceTimed the group. The group with me, you, Melissa, Kev, Melanie, everybody. Melissa and Melanie both answered. It's like, I said, no, this is on purpose before you even ask. Listen to this. So I turned it up. And they was like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, shut up. Because
how you gonna call people to tell them to shut up?
I went off on a fool. I said, she's in the wrong room. She's intrusive and disrespectful. She ain't supposed to be on this station. That's not something that I should have to dislike on this channel.
Calling her intrusive and disrespectful. Oh, you just
and disrespectful.
FaceTime people in the middle of the day to yell at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, hey, of course, they went on because she's the greatest rapper. She ain't even rapping on this song.
Tell the Drake story. I can't believe that you did all of that.
Yeah.
To get us to that point.
Because you didn't answer. You missed out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That story.
All right. Y'all want me to do Drake?
Yeah.
Drake. Drake is a trendsetter. You understand what I'm saying? Drake has been in the music industry for, what, 20 years?
Is it?
15? I don't know how long he's been in there. It feels like 30. Because he's done such great things, okay? He's the only dude that I know that can come out. He can sing. Well, he can't sing, but he sings. He raps. A lot of people go on. A lot of the greats consider him one of the next greatest rappers of all time. He's considered on the top 5 and top 10 list. I don't know a lot of people of his generation that can say that. Okay? He done went, he's done beat with some of the greater lyricists. You know what I'm saying? He always comes out on top. He has massive popularity. He's another one that can sell out stadiums because he's Drake. He started off as, was he on Degrassi, doing his thing? He didn't have to start out in the hood selling drugs, risking his life. He had the talent to step into an industry that he did not look like, that did not look like him, and still prevail and be on top. And he's been on top for what, 10, 15 years now? He's doing his thing.
Longer.
No, that's all I got. That was great. Huh? Try me.
I know. If we said you had to go for a solid 3 minutes, you would have ran out of steam.
Solid 3 minutes for nothing.
You did for Beyonce. You would have lost steam.
I told you. Beyonce is that chick.
No, usually on your rants where you hate stuff, you go a solid 3 minutes.
You want me to go to the hate?
No. No. Well, ooh, that was hot.
You talking about a nosebleed.
Tanksley, take.
I'm talking about, no, there's blood just dripping out my nose and ears.
That was.
You notice I never said, I think.
I know.
He's considered.
That was Hot Tanksley Tank with a spin on it.
Yeah.
We're going to get Marcus in the. It's the holiday season, so we got to put you in the positivity. So we got to.
I stay positive. That's what a lot of people don't know. Forget you, Angel. I do stay positive.
Okay.
Come on. Keep it moving, host. You running the episode?
Yeah, I am doing a great job.
Doing okay.
We're going to go back in time.
Let's go back.
Way back.
Back in time.
Now, as y'all know, you might not know this, our podcast has been in existence since 2016. And we are going back in time 4 years where we did a podcast episode called Happy Wife, Happy Life. And in Back in Time, which is the name of this segment.
Back in time. We going back in time. It's Tanksley's back in time.
And then I wasn't sure. Sometimes you could hit me with a back in time.
You always gotta have it.
But I was just like
back in time.
So we go back in time and we look at some of the things that we said, our point of views on our podcast, and see if those things are still the same. In some instances, we didn't even have the same amount of kids as we have now. So we're going to take a listen to this clip. Actually, you know what? Before we take a listen to this clip, let's give a shout out to some people that we really love. This show and episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So, you know, we talk about therapy all the time. And one of the reasons why I love therapy is because in life, we're not given a user manual. There are so many things in life that we feel like, you correct me if I'm wrong, Marcus, that we feel like we just kind of discover and have to like figure it out on a on a whim. When it came to parenting, when it came to being homeowners.
Mm-hmm. It's like cutting your way through a maze.
Yes. And not knowing if you're going in a circle. That is truly what life can sometimes feel like. Well, unfortunately, life doesn't come with the user manual. So when it comes to working for you, when it's not working for you, excuse me, it's normal to feel stuck. It's normal to feel like you're stuck in that maze, like you're never going to get out. And that no matter how many turns you make, you're just going to be in the same spot you were in before. Well, navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's career change or new relationship or becoming a parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists and is convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. This is how I do therapy. I do therapy 100% online. I have never physically seen my therapist. Love her to death. We only see each other via a camera. And if I had to, I could just talk to her on the phone. I don't even have to have a face-to-face meeting with her. And that's the beauty of BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it so that therapy is convenient because getting help with your mental health should be convenient. Should be one of the most convenient things you could do is being able to take care of yourself, and BetterHelp is facilitating that. Whether or not you're in therapy, because I've been in therapy, I know the benefits. I know how empowering it is. I know how beneficial it is. And I know how it's helped me with my coping skills. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Let's go back in time.
Doo-doo-doo. Back in time. That was the end.
I love it. I love it, babe. I love it.
Do you even believe that phrase, happy wife, happy life? Do you think that that's like real or?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You see, why? Yeah,
because when the man is unhappy,
When the man is unhappy?
Yeah, that's what I said. It didn't sound like it.
Yeah, but it's happy wife.
I know, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
When the man is not happy, nobody cares. Don't nobody care. Ed can walk in and everybody can go on about their day. He could walk in the door, slam it, throw his stuff down, go in the kitchen, slam every door too. People gonna turn around, look, and they gonna go on back to what they do. The kids don't care, nobody cares.
Uh-huh.
But let Susan come home and do the same thing. The kids is gonna be worried. Ed is gonna be trying to figure out what he did wrong. The dang cat ain't gonna come downstairs. Like, yeah.
I disagree. I think that when you especially come up in the house upset, you change the whole tone.
That's because you
of
care.
The house. Of course I care.
I know, and I care too. But if you chose not to care, it would not matter. Like, if I chose not to care, it'd just be a miserable house. Like,
no. I do feel like it's happy wife, happy life. It speaks more to the prioritizing of the wife in the relationship and prioritizing her needs. And part of that, yes, I do feel like that does create, hopefully, a great atmosphere in the home. But if you got a miserable husband, like, which...
Yeah, no, if you got a miserable... I mean, yeah, that goes without saying. But...
I also think it's easier to make a woman, like, to make a woman not focus on whatever's pissing her off. It's easier to gift a woman something.
Yeah.
Versus
absolutely,
a man.
Absolutely. It's definitely easier to, yeah, cheer a woman up.
Yes.
Over a man because, you know, I can't speak for all men, but most men in general, you know, we gonna get over things pretty quick, or it's gonna take a lot to rub us that way to where we just like affecting the household because we're unhappy. It's mm-hmm. probably like some lifestyle type things, like maybe it's his career or something like it, or something right. going on with the other, like his family, like not within the immediate family, but outside, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With the wife, if she's having a bad hair day or something and just ain't feeling it, it's like, he's gonna, if, especially if she don't say nothing, because as y'all like to think, we psychic, but we not. So we can try to be figure out what's wrong with that. And it's still that, it's still kind of that whole of, I know this in more households than not, that women do still kind of run the house as far as doing a lot. Mm-hmm. Around the house, like
we manage the household.
Yeah, yeah, women manage the household. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all gonna be like, no, we do 50-50. I mean, I cook, I clean, but a majority of the time it's Angel, like preparing the meals and, you know, doing the stuff at the school with the kids, mainly because our times also
I have a more flexible schedule.
So that allows for it. But I know of more households that where that is the case. Not the fact that women has more time, but that she typically takes care of those things. Maybe she's better at it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Better at multitasking or whatever. So when those things get off kilter, you know, if the woman is not in a good place mentally or whatever it may be, and that stuff starts slacking up, so now you got his non-cooking ass walking around, you know, trying to boil some hot dogs because, you know, if she tell, oh, you know, I just don't feel like you take care of dinner tonight, you know, poor kids, you know, hair ain't getting done right, it's gonna be a messed up situation. And not just like though the that's some very shallow stuff, but at the same time it's like that's part of it,
right?
And the fact that in general I think me and Angel agree, some of y'all might disagree, it is a little easier to make a woman make her forget what's going on for the moment for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Or to get her to move on from something. And the fact that if that's not getting done, if that, you know, drags on for a week or two,
mm-hmm.
it's like a simple card and flowers. And she's like, oh my God, you are so, oh, you just rub her feet and, you know, rainbows are shooting and glowing outside and everything could be good. But if that ain't getting done, it's just like, all right, now more issues are coming up. It's like,
yeah.
Why are you not helping her move past this? It behoove you to
right.
help her move past this so everything would be good.
God.
I apologize for you all having... First of all, shoot me in my throat.
Oh, why?
Because I actually sound awful.
You?
I'm not
you
even...
like your voice?
No. I actually like my voice. I don't know what voice I'd sometimes get into with you in this podcast. I was like, so... When we think about...
I remember I said something during. I'm like, why are you talking like that?
When you think about prioritizing a wife...
I'm like, what is this host voice that you're going into?
It sounds like I have a dick in the back of my throat.
And that was when we were had the headphones, so Angel would like make her... She would just switch her voice over to this. So, welcome back to another episode of This Is... I'm like, what are you doing? Stop.
That sounded terrible.
And
be hood priority. Choke me out.
Awful. I'm talking about mine.
Okay, so we did do a lot of generalizations in that 4-year-old video clip. That I do understand why we did, because a lot of times gender roles are generalized. It's not it's not something that were created on a case-by-case basis. It was, this is what women do. It was women marry men, and then women do this, and men do that. So,
and people, regardless of how much you generalize something and even state in general, people going to take that personal. It's like, well, in general, my name is General, and that ain't what I do. I didn't say you.
So this is what I will say that remains the same. I do think that happy wife, happy life is not as beneficial if you're not looking at, because how can I say it? The original question was, my girlfriend Lauren was saying, do we feel like because people aren't focused on happy wife, happy life, is that adding to the divorce rate? No, I definitely think a lot of times that's what dudes do to make sure they can have affairs, is they keep you occupied as the wife and happy while they out here.
Going out of town, you and your girlfriends, I'll pay for it.
Yes, spending.
Oh, Rebecca can't make it? Well, y'all go ahead though.
Right, exactly.
It'd be Rebecca he laid up with.
I actually think what is adding to divorce is not so, it's actually people trying to genuinely be happy. Mm-hmm. People realizing that they married for reasons that were not sustainable. Yeah. And they're realizing, I could either stay in this and adhere to the vows that I gave in front of my family, in front of my friends, to my spouse, or I can choose myself in this moment and actually find real happiness, not based off of what was expected of me. I think that more so than this thing of not catering to a woman.
Yeah. I think because when you hear that, you know, happy wife, happy life, I think it goes deeper than just like, oh, make sure she's happy. Mm. It's like in general, like you said, in general, in life, if she is unhappy, it's like it ain't about making sure she has a smile on her face as far as giving her gifts and whatnot. If she's not, and we said this before, if she's not a happy person, she just ain't going to be happy. Mm-hmm. She's like, and I didn't understand it until you broke it down, like, of like what it means for a woman sometimes to be, you know, happy. It's like, if someone is unhappy, can't nobody make them happy but them.
Yeah.
Can't nobody make you happy but you. You have to live with yourself and how you see the world. You know, maybe you could go to counseling or whatever to change your view on certain things. But if you walk around and generally an unhappy person, mm-hmm. there is nothing on this planet that can make you happy.
No
amount of money, no amount of sex, no amount of love, no amount of positive stuff around you. If you're not happy, you ain't happy. And even Angel said it before, it's not my responsibility to make her happy. It's not her responsibility to make me happy. That's a choice that we make with ourselves.
My only responsibility is to try not to make him miserable. That is what I put on myself. I'm going to do my best.
You be trying.
To not make. I don't always accomplish it. Sometimes I do hit his nerves and I just be like, well, this is life when you're tangoing with two people. Yeah, sometimes we like, step on people's toes. You ain't
hitting the nerve again. Somebody's hitting somebody's nerve. it's going to happen.
But I really honestly think that is what is contributing more to it's the marriage of the thought of people do want to be able to find someone mm-hmm. to love, to build a life with. But at the same time, people are also realizing that if you can't swim, right? If you can't swim in this ocean called life, adding someone else to you drowning, mm-hmm. you still gonna drown. Yeah. They can't be your lifeguard. They cannot be your safety net, your all that stuff. People are realizing they have to get themselves together and quit faking the funk. And yeah. I think people have gotten more comfortable in taking away the shame of faking the funk and taking away the shame of okay, either I was only supposed to be with this person for this amount of time in life, or you know what? I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I thought that I could make this work. I thought we could make this work, but I cannot. It is definitely not happy wife, happy life. I am sad.
Yeah. So, and like I've seen it in like single people, specifically people that are looking for somebody, and that can get exhausting. And so if, as soon as you let something, either that particular thing or something else in your life, start influencing how you live your life and influencing your personality and changing the way you view the world, now you are, for lack of a better term, miserable. And you think happiness is in someone that you meet. You just bring them into a miserable situation. Because yeah. if you're already unhappy, again, you have to choose to be happy. That person cannot make you happy. So now you're putting all this pressure on someone new that probably would be the perfect person for you.
Right.
And if you were in a different state of mind.
Right.
They can't put you. They can't change that state of mind. So putting that pressure on somebody is like, well, you know, this person stepped into my life. Let's because we always use women. Let's use a dude. Keisha stepped into my life and I was, you know, going through it and going through our list and it was great at first, but I thought she would bring me out of my misery. You have to bring yourself out of your misery.
Yeah.
She can help you along. She can be there for you. She can coach you along and make some darker days brighter, but that is not Keisha's job to make you happy. It's her job to be your partner and to be there with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you are a part of a family, if you are married and You are happy. Understand that you won't always be on this earth with these people. So make sure you leave them in a place once you go where they can find some solace and not be stressed out. And you can do that with life insurance, which brings us to our next sponsor. Now, listen, if you're anything like me or my husband, we have a certain tendency to put things off until the very last minute. There are so many things that I'm like, what's the deadline? And I'm like, only a couple of minutes before the deadline. Mark is trying to pay these tags.
I think them tags are overdue today.
Expired. Do you understand?
What's today's date?
Well, there are certain things that you can't do that with. Sometimes it works out. Like, listen, there are many things in life that we've done last minute. But there are certain things that you really can't afford to wait on. And that's setting up term coverage life insurance. You probably seen life insurance commercial on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into that later. No, don't do that. Don't do it. This is something you cannot wait on. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they make Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. That's amazing. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder's policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. I cannot say enough how important it is. You have no idea how your life is going to go tomorrow. You only know what's happening today. So today, get your insurance and use Ladder to get that life insurance. So go to ladderlife.com/argue today to see if you are instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/argue.
Argue.
Ladderlife.com/argue. And now for our next sponsor, Audible. Okay, so you don't ride on an elevator for the music or pick an airline for the movies. So when it comes to audio entertainment, it makes sense to choose Audible. It's the home for stories told by the biggest stars like Ethan Hawke, Kerry Washington, and Kevin Hart. It's the home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't miss comedies. Audible is the home of storytelling. Let your imagination soar with audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Y'all know, as a creative, imagination is the source of how we create. And the thing that helps me create more is by surrounding myself with more imagination, whether it be listening to a book or an audio on self-care or becoming your best self, or I'm starting to get into true crimes, okay? I just love the fact that Audible allows my imagination to run wild. Audible is the home of storytelling with all your audio entertainment in one app. Find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivations, wellness, business, and more. As an Audible member, you can choose from one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream our included titles all you want. And now you can listen to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on Audible. How cool is that? All of your favorite content on one app. I am currently listening to Jim Gaffigan's Quality Time. He's one of my favorite comedians. And being able to have his comedy to take along with me on my long rides to work are just chef's kiss. Let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, be inspired, or be entertained. New members can try it for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/argue or text argue to 500 500. That's audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. audible.com/argue. Yeah, babe.
Is that it? You still going?
I'm about to move. Did you have more that you wanted to say?
Oh yeah, I had one more thing to say.
Please.
So you know the phrase, you know, we've all heard it, happy wife, happy life. But also on the other side of that, it's more times than not, a lot of times the woman in the relationship is usually the more emotionally intelligent person. Mm-hmm. In general, okay? I know, not, first of all, me and my husband, I didn't say you. But in general, that's why they say, you know, like trying to get men to go to therapy is like pulling teeth because, you know, we a lot of times we don't think that deep. And when we do, it's just like we don't know what to do with it. So I have heard of situations where guys, they don't know what's going on. They think they unhappy and they think, oh, it's their wife. And it's not their wife. They end up going, stepping out, getting with somebody else and like, oh, well, she makes me happy. It's because you ain't living with her. And she ain't living with you. That's just a temporary thing. Mm-hmm. And then now she's giving you all the stuff that they think that their wife can't give them. Their wife probably would be able to give them if you were treating your wife the same way that you treating this lady on the side
mm-hmm.
is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she ain't dealing with your crap. You know, that's just the that she's getting all the best parts of you. So again, this is like, if this is a situation, it's like he needs to look from within and figure out why ain't you happy. And not to say that women don't step out for the same reasons, you know, or, you know, maybe a different emotional or maybe just sex. If that's what people going to do is cheat. But yeah, like somebody just said, Natalie said, it's inner peace. Inner peace is everything. And if you ain't got that, if you don't know what it is, if you don't know what's causing you that misery or that unhappiness, you go to seek something out that you think is going to fix it and it won't. You know, you're going to put a Band-Aid on your eye and your leg is broke. You're fixing the wrong thing.
I fully agree with you, babe. And that is why I do think before getting married, you know, having a therapist, having your own personal therapist, not just a couples therapist, just so you can have a better grip on, have a better self-awareness. And I feel like therapy not only helps you understand yourself, it also gives you the capability to be a better listener and understander of other people in conversations, which is what half a marriage is. Not half. Yeah, 50% of marriage is just y'all talking.
Yeah.
Maybe 60.
I was gonna say it's more than that. Understanding each other.
Yeah.
Hearing, listening, and understanding.
Come on. So let's get to our main topic. I'm on the wrong one. I was like, we've done this, haven't we? I thought that it was really interesting that our clip, we did a podcast with Good Moms, Bad Choices. And one of the clips seemed to be picking up steam. And that was, we were talking about sex. Because she asked, how do you all have sex with four kids? Like, how do you get it in? And a lot of people, I was shocked. I feel like women talk about their libido after having kids all the time. I don't feel like that's a faux pas. I feel like women have been very vocal about, don't, like, it's a running joke of, oh, if my wife puts on her sweatpants, I know I'm not going to get any. But a lot of women were like, oh, I feel seen. There were some men that were just like, oh, I didn't know that. One man was like, oh, that sounds awful to be in a relationship where she has to rev herself up to have sex. I wanted to dive more into that, but also in our main topic, include how we are also handling the conversation of sex with our four boys. And obviously, I think it seems as if the conversation around sex with boys and around sex with girls is different. We don't have to worry about the conversation so much about sex as it pertains to a girl being our child, since we don't have one. But the conversation around sex has already started in our household. So let's kind of cover the whole gamut of it all. First, how and if we have a healthy sex relationship, and how we are trying to help our boys have a healthier relationship around sex. Mm-hmm. So as far as in ours, what would you say is one thing that you feel like does not work for us?
Does not work for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a lot of stuff that don't work for us.
Okay. Name off one.
Well, you completely switched it up from what we were talking about on the episode of how it's how do we still get it in with four kids?
Okay. So what do you mean?
You said what doesn't work for us.
Okay. Because we gave how we get it in. What typically does not work?
Oh, it's like, it's so many things.
The list of what doesn't work is longer than the list that does work.
Yeah. I think it's different for both of us.
Yeah. Like, so give me you.
First thing in the morning, a lot of people like, oh, that's peak time. Get it in. I don't like that. Mm-mm. My body ain't completely awake yet.
You'd be like, mm-mm.
No, it ain't. It don't feel the same. It's like things are still sleep and numb, like mentally, and it just don't feel right. Now I still get it in. Don't get me wrong.
He'd be like, I just be numb.
But it's just like, I want everything to be fully aware. But Angel, that's like her. That's when she's.
Give me a 6 a.m. Listen, we going to have a good time.
Yeah. So a lot of times if I wake up like, you know, 20, 30 minutes before, Angel's like, all right, let me get everything aware now. I'm like, all right, then she should be good. Oh, you like that? It'd be anything. Just a touch of the forehead. She'd be all about it.
Yes. You know what it is? It's because I have people tugging on me all day. So but at the end of the night, when you are more so ready to do something, I really a lot of times want to be left alone in that way because I feel like I have so much has been asked of me. You know, the kids are still way more touchy-feely with me. Amar, you know, will get in my lap while I'm on the toilet. He does not care. The twins, they will come and talk to me while I'm still getting dressed. Blue Marcus came in there asking for his belt with one of the twins. I am butthole naked this morning. I was like, could we not wait? I just don't even. So by the end of the day, I really am just like, I'm tapped out where if you get me fresh in the morning, I feel like I've had a time to reset and I can give of myself. And I also want to receive from you. So I think that's a lot of times why our timing is off.
Yeah. No. And we like, I know that, like, she's explained that again, communication. She's explained like why evening typically isn't good for her. But at the same time, if I know that I'm trying to do something in the evening, that's when I push the kids away, see what they need, and that's when I start catering to her to make her.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, then eventually she's like, oh, you know. And then usually when I see a change into something that I like, I'm like, oh, I done push the button. I done activated the nuclear launch system. That's what I done did.
And also, Marcus, I care about how I smell, what has happened during the day, and if – too much has happened.
I'm a real one.
He
the real ones don't care.
He does not.
Real ones, speak up. Say something if you're listening and watching.
I'd be like, don't come near me. Do not. Because if I smell myself during the act, I get so mad. You have to give me no.
Second of all, women usually don't smell as bad to men as they do to themselves.
If I can smell me at all.
I'm like, oh man, that at all. What you talking about?
If I can smell myself at all, I
summertime maybe you may have to hit the brakes, but like fall and winter,
no.
Give me that marinated juice.
I don't want it.
Sit down, Victory. Where you going? You better stay in his office. She trying to walk out.
Oh, my God, today. Look, Marcus does not care.
The real ones don't care.
You
give me some midday, I'll walk around smelling my fingers the rest of the day.
He will. It's so disgusting.
I'll be in meetings just.
He's so nasty. And I'm like, I only want to smell like skin. That is the furthest down.
Look, Tierra said, Leon don't care.
Skin. If I smell anything, like I can smell like soap, I can smell like lotion, I can smell like perfume or skin. If it's anything outside of that, I can't take it. With something that doesn't work for you other than morning.
Other than morning, planned.
He don't like to know this.
Planned. Like if we set the time, it's like, all right, Tuesday, 12:38.
But you do like a little bit of a, you don't mind a routine. You might not like a plan, but we had two routines going and you seemed very happy.
I'm fine. I think if it's a routine, it's different. Versus like planning it out like fully. I don't like that.
You don't like
it? It's something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not that I like the spontaneous, like don't be trying to rip my buttons off my shirt. It might cause a fight. Like, bitch, you better pick all six of these buttons up, have them sewn back on before I finish washing these ditches. Cause I ain't in the mood right now. I mean, yeah, I am, but after we done,
sew them on.
Sew them back on. like full out planned. I think if it's like at the house, if it was like something like special or different, like we was like, oh, are we gonna meet up at a hotel? I'm like, that might be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But like just full out planned in our regular lives, that's not me. I don't. Now, I did discover, I kind of already knew, but I didn't know at the same time. I did discover pretty much every time we do it is already planned by Angel.
Come on, somebody.
But it's been a couple of times since some outside persuasion has helped.
If you give me a good runway, I can soar higher and longer. So runway for me is let me see that it's going to happen in the future so that like I can be prepped, ready, and I have the energy and I have the creativity and the whole vibe to give you a good time.
Yeah. What? Go ahead.
When my libido was at its lowest, which was after little Marcus, that is what got me out of the rut, was I started planning it. Like, I literally, it was planned like the way you would plan a doctor's visit. Like, I had it in my mental calendar.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I'm going to break them off.
2:15. 2:20, you too late for your appointment.
Right. Thursday, going to triple back on it. Might be able to get it in twice. If I really, like, I had to do that because there nothing else was working. Like, at least I didn't have any other ideas. And for me, that ended up working. In him, I didn't let him in on the plan, but it did not seem to faze him. Like, he was still happy with the results.
A lot of people in the chat saying, poor Victory. Yeah, I'm sorry, Victory, but.
Makes you know how she got here.
This is the life you chose for the moment. So,
Her parents are way worse.
Oh, they are.
Her parents are way, way worse.
No, so with me, like having it mentally planned, I wouldn't dare set myself up for that kind of failure because I don't know the kind of day that Angel would have. Like, she knows whenever she presents, even in the morning when I don't particularly want to, she knows whenever she presents, I'm going to bite. To where Angel, like she said, like things going on in the day, mentally, women have to get more prepared than men do.
If you told me, listen, if you said, yo, what's today? Today's Monday. Mm-hmm. If you said, hey, what's your schedule looking like later tonight? I really would like to do something. I will push things all out of the way to make sure there is time set aside for that.
Okay.
Give me some warning. Like if you gave me warning now.
I would give you warning right now. You would push out. But what do? You fill up every fraction of a second of the day with something to do. So you would work up until that point and then you mentally will not be focused. It'll be more of a chore. It's like, oh, let me finish.
No. That's
all right, come on. I'm like, I don't want no. I mean, I'll still take the come on.
No. Because you've never tried this. That is a lie. This is the thing. I will already start getting my brain activated and ready. I'll be editing with nasty images in my head so that when the clock strikes.
All right, I can see where your mind is at, but I'm telling you, we have planned things out before.
It's not, no. That's not what it is. What you have done is not what I'm saying.
I said we have planned things out before.
Yes, but what I'm saying is not what we're talking about right now. Like, what you're talking about with the we is not what I'm talking about right now.
All
right. I'm telling you.
All right. I hear you.
Okay, big ass.
I hear you.
I'm just saying. And because also, comma, you are now more helpful in the house than what you've ever been. Because before, it would be, let's do something. But then I would be the one doing homework, pickup, and dinner. Now, every time I cook, you get up and you say, how can I help?
All right.
And you get on
but
the
But you're saying things are now different prior to what they used to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I have more help. You are actually more helpful inside of the house than what you obviously ever have been. So while your work day would end at 5 and you could come home back in the day, mm-hmm. come home and pretty much not have to do anything if you chose not to.
Yeah.
But I would still, my work day as mom would not end until them kids got to bed. Now I have you as a for real partner in that. So it's not like a, okay, now I got to get Amar in the tub. Now I got to get the,
yeah.
you be a part of it. So I'm just all saying. All
right. I'm saying I got 17 and a half years of.
This is new. This is different.
Yeah, so this is new. This is different. I'm just saying, don't try to erase the past because it happened.
I didn't say.
All right, or not that we erase the past. Past didn't happen. But I'm like, what my thought process is at this point. Like I told you last night, I ain't about to set myself up for failure.
You did. Well, it looked like you were.
Nah, I knew exactly what I needed, and I didn't pressure you to do nothing.
But you were hoping something would
Angel's
happen.
About to wake up with a face sticky. Did that get? Oh, I didn't get her up. She's just in shock now.
Which brings us to anyway. Our final sponsor, Every Plate.
Plates.
'Tis the season for sales and the perfect time to try America's best value meal kit. Add Every Plate to your holiday shopping list and snag a great deal on affordable, crowd-pleasing meals. Every Plate recipes feature high-quality produce and ingredients delivered right to your front door and ready to eat in 6 simple steps. Choose between 21 weekly recipes in their ever-changing menu and even swap proteins and sides to your liking. This year, savor more free time over the holidays with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 30 minutes or less. Don't turn to takeout when things are getting hectic. Instead, get Every Plate delivered. It's 58% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, and you can always feel good about what you're eating. The Tanksley survive on companies like Every Plate. This is how my kids get real produce in their stomach, real fresh farm ingredients to their dinner table every night. The cost, that is something. It don't matter how many podcasts Marcus and I do, how many television shows. Feeding 4 boys and a husband is not cheap. So I have to take every single opportunity I can to save money and time because I'm a busy woman. Every Plate makes both of those things happen. And I feel great because they love the food. So I'm not opting to save money and save time and get terrible meals. I'm getting all 3 things that I want. Good meals for my kids, saving time, and saving money. So Every Plate's lower price point is one of the things that really set them apart from everyone else. All right. You might think that meal kits are expensive. Every Plate ain't one of them. I'm trying to let you know. So this is what we want you to do. Get your first box of Every Plate for $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE149. ARGUE149.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal on your first box by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
Again, that is everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE149. ARGUE149.
That's up to $110 value. Every Plate, America's number one best value meal kit.
Absolutely. Victory has completely lost it. She can't get it together.
Well, you over here being nasty. Being nasty. Okay, so now we know what doesn't work for us. Mm-hmm. What have we decided And this, what's crazy is, this is not conversations we have with our parents. Obviously, I didn't want to have that conversation with my mother, of like, oh, how do you make have a healthy sex life with your spouse, or how do you, if your libido's low, how do you get yourself revved up to want to have sex? That is, I couldn't imagine having that sex, that conversation with my mother about sex.
Before we move on to the conversation about the kids, our communication completely changed during the process of the time span when we were having kids, because each pregnancy brought different things on that we were unfamiliar with. And Angel, me not knowing what's going on and why her libido's up and down, and me popping the question, what's going on, and her saying, I don't know. That took research for both of us to, like, figure out what was going on. So we're not, no resentment is building up, none of this, nothing, thinking that we're just not into it anymore, or unattractive to each other. It had nothing to do with it. It's, like, literally hormonal thing. It could have even been hormone stuff with me. I know I cried a movie real quick after having kids now.
Because I remember a lot of the blame, I could tell resentment was building up with Marcus. Because I was just like, I'm going to bed. Yeah. And however, in the same token, from my point of view, it wasn't as if, like, he would definitely, like, ask to do it, but it was never like, it was never as if, like, it was something that he was willing to really put effort in doing. It was just like,
because I was attempting the way we started, it wasn't like a lot that needed to be done.
Right. He was.
And then it was just like, hey, it's the same woman. Why not? But it ain't the woman.
You want to do it? And I'll be like, okay, so if you thought that was going to get me from, I just had twins nursing, or at the time, little Marcus, draining my body for food all day long.
I didn't see that. I'm at work.
Right. So he's like, I mean, he saw part of it. He saw me using the breast pump. And for him, I remember one time he was trying to rub on me and I was still nervous.
No. That ain't what happened. Fully what happened. Don't tell that story like that, because it is not what happened. We were already about to do something. And I don't know which child it was woke up. And I didn't know what, I didn't want to just step away. So I was just like, all right, maybe I don't know if I should keep rubbing it till she getting back to sleep. And she was like, stop. I was like, oh, I didn't know.
I was like,
don't make it sound like I just came in the room, like, come on.
My apologies. That's not what I was trying to do.
No, because she be telling stories about me on other podcasts and I ain't there to defend myself. And I'm left looking like a fool.
I don't think you look like a fool ever. I'll
clear this table off. Anyway.
I'm like, okay.
but yeah, all that came, you know, that got better with talking about it.
So yeah, I would be like, it's not, I was for a while there, I was like, it's not just my libido. I don't think yours is the same either. Like, yeah, you say you think about it all the time, but his drive, like, you might have been willing, but your drive, he wasn't in the same gear. He was not in third, fourth,
and it's true because it was like, it was a two-way street. It was like, my drive is down. I see that her drive is down, which further bring, and it was like a seesaw type thing. Not even a seesaw, because we both descending at the same time from each other's reaction.
It was
like we causing that to go down for each other.
But so again, those tough conversations were something that we never had with our parents, and I don't even know how they would have been able to bring it up, because I was just raised the way I was raised. I don't think there was ever a environment that was set that type of conversation would happen, and now it would be so awkward. Like, I still, with my mother being me acknowledging fully that I'm an adult, her being an adult, and me understanding that as an adult woman, she obviously had sex because she created four daughters, and she didn't only have sex to create kids. I still don't want to have those conversations with her.
Right.
It's like we've already set like a boundary that it would now still be uncomfortable for me to have that type of conversation. And even with my sisters, those were not boundaries that we explored and discussed, which is something that
we'll talk about it in front of them just to discuss them on purpose.
Where with our son, the one that is like actually of age to really maturely understand what his body is doing and maturely listen to what is happening in the opposite gender, we have already started to have conversations with him He is, this is with our oldest, because of him being a young 13-year-old, meaning he still has a lot of childlike attributes.
Yeah.
There are certain conversations that he definitely doesn't want to have because he's not even focused on that. He's had a girlfriend that was long distance. He never, like, him having her as a girlfriend wasn't like, one day I just want to kiss her and hold her.
Nah, it was like, we're going to play Roblox and because we long distance. And I'd ask him, like, on Friday, so have you talked to your girlfriend this week? No. Have y'all text? Once. So it wasn't anything, like, serious. Like, they seeing each other every day at school. So he hasn't had, look, yeah, like, he ain't had, like, a full-out girlfriend that where he's around and we got to watch them, you know, like, anything like that. I don't think even think he's, like, at least he ain't expressed being interested in anybody that he's currently going to school with.
And I've asked multiple times.
Yeah.
I asked. He don't like to be prodded about it. He don't like to be poked about it. He don't like to be made fun of about it. He is just like.
He is me. Because, well, you're asking. I mean, you've teased him sometimes, a little bit sometimes. But, like, coming up, I was full out 19, 20, having sex with a whole bunch of different chicks. My dad would ask me, you doing anything? Nope.
But
not at all.
yours was more so for it to be secretive. He does not like the pressure of that put on him.
Yeah.
He does not. We had a whole nother conversation where he got really emotional about it because he was just like, I feel like people pick, like, it could be one little thing because a boy in his school was asking who everybody thought was the prettiest girl and prettiest guy. He was asking all the black students. The girls obviously answer because girls will answer. I said, oh, Lord, what did you say when he asked you? He was like, nobody. I said, God dang it, Marcus. I was like, I'm not saying that you need to like any of these girls at this school. That is not what I'm saying. I was like, but I need you to at least be careful of your tone so you don't have these girls thinking that they are ugly to you. I was like, and he was like, well, I don't feel like if I were to say one of the, that I thought one of them was actually pretty, people are going to start teasing me and trying to say that I like that person. And he was like, and I hate that. And I was like, well, you're in middle school and people are dumb. Yeah.
Well, and so. He kind of, this thought process, he kind of brought on himself. Because the girlfriend that he had ended up having, he has known since how old?
3 years old.
Since he was 3 years old. And he's always shown favoritism toward this girl. We were telling him that he likes this girl long before he even realized he liked this girl. He would say, oh, people are teasing me saying I like her. It's like, well, why are they teasing you? Because I was holding her stuff and I was doing this and doing that. It was like, well, stop acting like you like her and people won't tease you about liking her. So he's kind of traumatized from the past of him actually liking this girl and not knowing what those feelings were that he liked her. Like, even before him, they became official, like, girlfriend, boyfriend. We was like, Marcus, we're your parents. We have already lived the life that you're living. Mm-hmm. I said, you know how you're downstairs and you're about to leave out the door and I can be sitting in the living room and I tell you to go upstairs and turn your lights off and I haven't even been upstairs to see that they were on? That's because I know you better than you know you. Mm-hmm. I know that you like this girl. You don't have to admit it to us, but I know it.
Yeah.
I was like, do you like it? He was like, no. I said, but you do. And, like, I don't know, months later, they was like, yeah, so that's when you had the conversation about him being girlfriend and boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was like, so you like her? Yeah. How long have you liked her? I guess always. Like, we know. So for even his little brothers would tease him.
Right.
And it was just like, that's because you display the actions of someone that really likes somebody.
And I was, that's what I was telling him. I was like, and who cares if somebody says you like somebody? I was like, that doesn't change how you actually feel about them.
Right. Everybody knows one of the girls like him. They don't tease her about it.
Yes, they do.
Oh, well, she's like, yep. Well, she can't be teased about it because she's like, okay.
But I say to him, I'll be like, you don't have to be like, I don't care. I was like, that sounds mean. I was like, you could say when they try to throw that in your face that she likes you, that's her business.
Yeah.
Be like, and that's her business. I don't know why you're talking to me about it. And he was just like, okay, I get it. So anyways, the conversations we've already had with him are about the different types of sex. We've had conversations with him about consent. in the importance of consent, the importance of what it means for him to consent, and who and when he can actually have consent, and the importance of understanding what consent means with whoever he decides to enter in any type of romantic, sexual relationship. We've told him our expectations. Even though I grew up in a very strict Christian household, I am not putting the expectation of my sons to wait until they are married to decide to explore themselves sexually. I am asking that they are ready to deal with all of the consequences that can come or results that can come from having sex, and which are the main one for me is a unwanted pregnancy. And then obviously incurable diseases that could potentially lead to just having life-altering, life-changing actions behind them. And while I think we are far off from little Marcus right now, I do think it's just literally a switch. I do not think we can be like, oh, it'll always be at this slow momentum. I do feel like one day a switch is going to click and he's going to be like, oh,
yeah,
I actually want to go do these things. So oh, yeah. I'm not waiting for that switch.
Yeah.
And he understood. He felt he was really quiet. He said he had a lot to process. Going into high school, they start to have, I just did a high school tour of the high school that he'll be going to. And they have a whole class, excuse me, where they will be discussing their bodies and sexuality and even drugs, all that stuff that will kind of follow them all the way through 12th grade. So I know that he'll be getting a nice amount of knowledge in high school, more than what he has now. But, you know, what we told him was, listen, you can come to us about anything. There's like literally nothing that you can't talk to us about sex. We don't care if it's that you found a girl that you were thinking about doing with. We don't care if you found a guy. We were very like, there is no shame in this household. I said, however, you got to give us at least 1 to 2 seconds to get our faces together. Mm-hmm. I was like, because, you know, this is not something we have conversation about often. So you might get a, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. I said, if you can at least give us that.
Yeah. I think what helps him be as open as he is to where the point is he is now is we put the uncomfortable things out there first.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just let him bring them to us. Like, I remember we were waiting on the bus. I was waiting to let him in school one day. And I asked him, I said part of you growing up being in class, I remember one of the difficult parts about being in school is getting involuntary erections. He was like, what is that? I was like, that means, you know, your penis gets hard and you have no control over it. It just happens. I said, I remember being in school and sitting there and the teacher being afraid that the teacher was going to call you up to do something at the board. And here you are with the hard penis and you can't stand up. And I said, that was a true fear for me. And a lot of kids, a lot of boys, whether they talked about it or not, because something you have no control over, but that's about you becoming sexually of age. I said, and then I pointed out a situation. I was like, I noticed we was around and,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the little girls, you know, you were sitting down. One of the little girls kept coming over messing with you. I noticed how you sat down. I said, whether you liked her messing with you and don't realize it or that was involuntary, that's why I pulled the situation to let you chill over it by yourself because I've been there. Mm-hmm. I understand that. He was like, oh, okay. I said, there's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. I said, yeah. In fact, once you get to a certain age, you're going to be like, hey, guess what happened to me? Decades and decades down the road, you're going to be happy that, you know, you're
that
gonna, older
happened.
Than me. You're going to be like, hey, now I'm in my day. I was like, hey, I woke up this morning. I'm trying to tell you that thing. You know, that don't happen to my age, you know. but bringing those uncomfortable situations or bringing those uncomfortable conversations to them, letting them know that there's nothing wrong with this. And somebody asked if we had a girl, bouncing off what you said, I can't find the name. If we
talking
had a girl, would we tell
expectations?
Ask her to wait?
No.
No. No, because
absolutely not.
I didn't look even now, like, I didn't look at anybody differently just because they, when I was looking, even when I was looking for somebody serious, the, if she had sex wasn't a, at the top of my list, like, oh, you've been deflowered? Like, that's such a, I feel like a 16th century thing.
The reason why I do not adhere to the wait until you get married is because we are also not encouraging people to get married young.
Right.
If we were still trying to help people get married off at like 19, 20.
18.
Yeah, 18, 19, 20. If that if that was like the age range that we were really trying to have people ready to enter into a marriage, then I would be like, oh, yeah, just hold out. Because there's a good chance that you are going to be able to find, a, you know, a mate for you to explore yourself sexually with. But nowadays, we are encouraging women to wait until they're 30. Dudes half the time be like, marriage ain't even on the table. So I do not find it wise to ask a woman to not explore herself sexually, to not understand her body sexually and what she likes and doesn't like until she's 30 years old. That is I feel like a very empowering thing, to be able to feel comfortable in your body. And whether you do that with one partner or with multiple is up to you. So if we had a daughter, I know we're not in an environment in the year of 2022 to be like, girl, let's just, we're gonna find a husband for you at 18 so you can bust it wide open.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
You ain't gonna find very many 18, 19, 20 year old dudes, they got families. It's like, so did you find your wife yet? Like,
yeah, it's
and
not.
I'd be damned if my 18-year-old daughter marry a 35, 40-year-old.
Exactly, because that's what it would have to be, which means that he been over here grooming her for I don't know how long.
I'm catching a case if they find the body.
So I would say the same thing of, at least wait until you think you can mentally and actually physically prepare for all the consequences that might come down the pipeline, which might be you being pregnant and you don't mean to, and you don't want to be pregnant. So you got two options of, or three options. Are you about to go through a pregnancy? Are you about to terminate the pregnancy? Are you going to go through the pregnancy and give away a child? Which means I'm taking the child, because ain't no grandchild of mine going nowhere about of my house. And the same thing with
the boys. Yeah.
I don't have control over that.
Yeah. Over that. Yeah.
I just watched a TikTok and I was like, this is how I've been feeling. Kevin was like, I don't get it. It was a TikTok of a woman running and falling on the ground. She said, I realized that when my sons have a child, I will be a part of the daddy's family. I said, I know, I hate it. I want to be the one, okay? I'm the second mama. That's what I want to be. But anyways, I digress. So, no, I would not have that. I would not have this purity expectation on my daughter. And now if she decided to hold off until marriage, all right, I'm going to still make sure she educated as I'll get out, and that she ain't over here having bull-ass sex because she thinks she's supposed to, because she thinks she's
here. Obligated just because, yeah. And the other thing about, other part about that, whether, you know, male or, you know, girl, woman, man or woman, stepping into a particular age, like when you know, especially when you're approaching 30, and sheltered to the point of you need to be waiting, you're 30, you're 32, well, girl, good, that means you whole, you need to be waiting. There are too many things that you leave yourself exposed to stepping outside of the shelter of the people that's been telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like you are exposing yourself to a world that is not a fairy tale. And it seems like, that's what it is. It's like, it ain't no Little Red Riding Hood type situation, but this is like, you Little Red Riding Hood, but you surrounded by wolves and you ain't got nobody to come save you when you stepping out and you don't have that. Not say the sex would fix that, but you don't have those street smarts of who can pull a wool over your eyes and you not even realize it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm telling you, sex, especially for the first time, if it's not traumatic, and sometimes even when it is traumatic, can really impair your judgment when it's like your first time. You're like, especially if you're someone who has held your body in your vagina as this like beautiful mystical flower that you give to someone deserving. if that is your mindset when you first have sex, you become very, very attached to the person that you had sex with, and it might not be the person that you should be even dealing with. But we've talked long enough. We might make that a part two. But let's get to, we had a couple of questions come in for audience question from our Patreon. We'll answer two real quick. This one is from Haynes Party of Six. Says, Angel, how do you still have the drive after four kids? Marcus, do you help her with that drive? Because, baby, after these four kids, trying to get it in at the end of the day is, I think she meant, is a thing. So we talked about, how do you feel like you help me when you really are like, I want this to happen?
Mainly, like you said before, taking the pressure off you doing everything as far as helping out with the kids, helping cook. Like right now, it's and that's something I didn't even realize. I think we brought it up on Let Us Tell It. Even coming up, my mom would 99% of the time or 95% of the time, she would always cook. I never realized until that episode that Daddy always cleaned the kitchen and washed the dishes every single night that we had dinner. And I was like, I didn't even realize that until I think Greg said something. But I'm me helping Angel to make sure she's not holding the weight. And one, it's a lot easier now that I'm off my 9-to-5. But even when I was still doing on my 9-to-5, having that conversation of, oh, so you don't seem like you want to be, you know, you really involved in Angel. Well, I'm mentally and physically exhausted. Like, this is how my day goes. And I'm like, well, me realizing, oh, well, you need help. What can I do to help? You just want me to pitch in and do certain things. You want me to cut it down 50%. Having that conversation of how can I relieve some of the stress off her to make sure I can get to them thighs.
Let me tell you, consideration is a huge thing for me. Like when Marcus is considerate of me, I was saying this at the Black Love Conference, which we didn't get to talk about, but maybe we could do a, let's do a surprise one for Thanksgiving. Let's do a, not for Thanksgiving, but in, to commemorate Thanksgiving, is this going to cause an argument after the episode, like later this week for all Patreon?
All right,
just for Patreon, we're going to give y'all an update on what happened all this weekend.
It's going to be a bonus episode.
A bonus, yep. It'll be a bonus episode for Patreon only. Him being considerate and doing things to take things off of my plate, panty dropper. You hear me? Yeah. When I can tell he not only noticed what I had coming down the line, but he took things off that he could do as well as I could. Because sometimes dudes just be taking stuff off your plate and you just like, well, now I got to do now redo the job. I got to redo the job that you didn't do right. Oh, it is just.
I'll tell you the limbo we get in sometimes by doing that. Is I'll do something, like take something off Angel's plate, and she'll be like, all right, well, once I done with this, I got to make sure. I'm like, it's already done. But then she will drill me on to make sure I done it right. Now I got an attitude. Like, yes, I did it. Told you I already did it. And now she's turned on by the fact that I done handled it, but now I'm turned off and pissed that she's questioning me as much as I could.
But him being turned off ain't like, a thing.
All right.
Right. Him being turned off ain't a real thing. Like it's his imagination, but not for real. That helps. Like just being a real partner. That's why we told them on Black Love, and I'll tell y'all more about it. Our executive meetings are really where we have a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. It's essential to the company's forward trajectory.
But they were happening because we would be in such good partnership. Like we would be discussing what we're going to handle this week. How can we assist each other? And like he would come up with a plan to assist me. I would come up with a plan to assist him. That amount of consideration is what would get me on the same page with him. And Marcus would love it. Marcus would be like... You horny? Because I'm horny. And I'd be like, I mean, I could definitely use some. So if that, hopefully that answers your question. Hopefully you get your husband to be a great partner to you so that you can get that engine revved. Okay, you can find us on our social media platforms. I'm That Chick Angel across every platform. If you search that, you'll find me, even if that's not my handle. My husband, Marcus, is Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. He is Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram. Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. You can find his beard and body butter man shit
taking
at
Get Man episode.
Shit at, because I got a costume fitting, so I'm trying to get ramble it all off. GetManShit.com. No, now, no, with you interrupting me, now
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have been doing it.
He has a special gift box coming out next week.
I don't know. Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Maybe Black Friday.
So Patreon, you all will be getting first dibs, as absolutely, well as a discount code. Everybody else, you'll see it when it comes out. So make sure you grab it. Supplies are limited. Mama Likes also drops
Mama
next
Mama Likes
week.
Has a Mama Likes. It has some things coming out next week. Patreon, you're going to see that. What else is Bella Mama Likes doing? How you just gonna take
make
it
sure
like
you
that?
Make sure you
you're
check
like,
out.
You can find out where they tell
me. Make sure you check out our vlogs. They are back. Please watch them. Also, please rate and review us. We greatly appreciate it. Check us out later this week, Patreon, for our bonus episode.
Just controlling.
But you,
I ain't got nothing else to say. You done said it.
I know what you need,
bastard.
I know what you need. Calm you down.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. He say all this now. I'm going to get them together.
See how she prolonged? I thought you had to leave.
I do.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye. All right, fam.